Grace, with your 10 a.m. headlines.
In local news, Queensland government will release nearly 50,000 square meters of land at Hamilton for residential purpose, and around 13% would be for affordable housing. In addition to the current 3,000 homes, 1,500 will be added to the supply. 150 to 2,000 homes will be built as a community housing on the ground on around 8,000 square meter site. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said the government is committed to unlocking more land to increase housing supply.
A young Brisbane couple was forced to sell dream home due to rising interest rates. The cash rate is currently at 4.1%, the highest since 2011, and Australians aren't just feeling the pain, they're going under. Alex Mackley is a 34-year-old landscape gardener, and his full-time wage was more than enough to support his small family before this. However, over a period of a year, Mr. Mackley's mortgage repayments had doubled, and this broke the young family.
Government data reveals fewer trees have been cut down in Queensland. 349,000 hectares of woody vegetation were cleared a year, according to the latest statewide land cover and tree studies, a 49% drop from 2018 to 19 data. Queensland is the second largest state in Australia with an area of around 173 million hectares.
In national news, Indonesia suspends live cattle imports from four Australian facilities after detecting a virus known as lumpy skin disease. According to Cattle Australia, 13 Australian cattle that were exported to Indonesia had returned a positive LSD result after being in the country for some time. Australian authorities claim livestock are clean of LSD as the country has never had the disease. However, testing will start across northern Australia as a precaution. Live cattle exports to Indonesia will continue from other registered establishments.
Voice to Parliament has been questioned as Indigenous Australians only contribute to a small proportion of voters. Government data shows around 3% of Australians are Aboriginal, while the remaining 97% of non-Indigenous Australians could decide the result of the Voice referendum. The Australian Electoral Commission unveiled in July that the number of voters hit a record high of 97.7%. The number for Indigenous voters also increased to 94.1%. Indigenous leaders urged the community to make informed choice.
In international news, a zoo in China denies suggestions that its sun bears are humans in disguise. After a viral video showed a bear standing on its hind legs, many have questioned whether the animal was really a human in an ill-fitting costume. Hangzhou Zoo, however, have since reassured its visitors that despite its oddly bagging skin and the animal's ability to stand upright, the bear is indeed just a bear. Posting on social media in the perspective of Angela the Sun Bear, the zoo states, quote, "It seems you don't understand me very well," and even reiterates how not all bears are enormous creatures.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
The following content contains, like, curse words, so you might want to tune out for a bit. Or...